Blog Talk Radio.
I could use a miracle in my life right now. A little more money in my bank account. A great big old mansion if it's not asking too much. But on second thought, it's you.
If you don't do anything more,
Lord, you
now.
to tell you thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you, thank you, for all that you've done for me. And I just want to take the time right now to tell you that if you don't do one thing, if you don't do another thing for me, I want to take time out right now to tell you, Lord, you already done.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. It is July the 5th, 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. That is our format. We believe that all the music that our people have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was work songs and field hollers. These were the first recorded sounds of our people. And from there came gospel and spirituals, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It tells the story of a people who have triumphed over adversities and have persevered over very great obstacles in the past. We do this in our music. We talk about this in our songs, in our poems, even in everything that we do is a part of the African-American experience. We believe that all the music that we have produced, our people have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. Gospel music is an experience that cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour program. But each week we come to you to bring you the very best in the field of gospel recording. And many times we bring to you the very best in those artists who have recorded and have done so much great work in the gospel recording industry. If you are a gospel music lover, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. Go to our Facebook page. There you will find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. Go there. Join the Gospel Gold community so that we can stay in touch with you and you can stay in touch with us. When you go there, you'll find all the programs that we have recorded this year. You'll find articles on various gospel artists, and you'll also find upcoming programs that we have planned in the future for Gospel Gold. So we ask that you go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have to suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information concerning a program that we have done in the past. You can stay in touch with us through our Facebook page in the comment section, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. We are live. This is a new edition of Gospel Gold. We are live. We are in the studio. You can speak with us. We always say that it's good to hear the Gospel Gold program over a good sound system because it is a music program. However, if you would like to call in and speak to me or speak to any of the guests that I have, you can do so. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call in and you can speak with us here in the studio tonight. We thank you for all of you who have supported Gospel Gold over the past. We've gotten some great emails. We've gotten some great accolades from programs that we have done in the past. And we thank all of you for being great supporters of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will continue to do so as we continue with our series this year. As we start every Monday night, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. It is hometown gospel night. Hometown gospel night. Every so often we, I should call it hometown, home state gospel, but hometown sounds better. Every so often we feature gospel recording artists from the state of North Carolina. I am based here in North Carolina. And every now and then we like to feature some of the great gospel artists that we have here in the state of North Carolina. We have featured many in the past, and there are many still to be featured. But we have featured the Silver Stars. We featured Deacon Grady Walston and his group. We featured the Spirit of Four. Earlier we did John P. Key. And there were many others that we have done. And there were some programs that we featured more than one artist or one group. So we will continue to do hometown gospel. So tonight is hometown gospel. We do this about once every 2 or 3 months. We want to feature the great recording artists that we have right here in the state of North Carolina. And I have two very special guests with me tonight. We're going to play this and we're going to come back and I'm going to introduce you to our guests for tonight.
Why do you do what you do when you know?
Pastor Peterson, Co-Pastor Peterson, are you on the line tonight? Pastor Peterson, are you on the line? Last four digits are 2450. Are you on the line?
This is Deacon Walston, Pastor. How you doing?
Doing great. I was waiting for the Petersons to come online. They haven't come on. I haven't seen their number.
Okay, maybe I need to send them a reminder. They might be trying to get on, but I'll send them a reminder in a second.
All right. Well, while I got you on the line, you were the one that referred me to them. A wonderful group, a couple. They seem like they have some great music out. I'm going to play another selection by them, and perhaps by that time we can get them on the line. All right?
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. Uh-huh.
When it seems like everything
you got
God
the word.
Bless you,
that,
Pastor Roger.
Yes. That Deacon Walston?
We got co-pastor and our Pastor Peterson on the line now.
Oh, good evening. How are y'all tonight?
Oh, we're doing well, Deke. How are you doing?
Doing just well, just well. I was looking for y'all to call in. I didn't see your number, so I didn't know whether you had called in or not.
Right. I do apologize for that. man, I tell you what, it's been a busy day, and we just completely forgot. I'm just going to be honest, just tell you the truth. It's been a busy day.
Well, we certainly understand. One of the things that I wanted to just ask you briefly, I don't want to hold you long. Could you give us a little background? We're listening to some of your music. Could you give us a little background of your music experience and how you got into gospel and what gospel music is to you?
Absolutely. Well, first I would like to say I just thank God for the gift. I don't take that lightly, and I been through a lot and through my experiences that I have went through in life, just generally has afforded me the opportunity to write a lot of my songs through what I've been through. And then also just, you know, through the gift that God has given me, I started singing at an early age in my, you know, little community choir. And when I was in high school, I actually started traveling and singing with my mom. She sung professional gospel music, and I was the musician playing drums. So that was like my first love for gospel, and specifically traditional and quartet. I have sung, you know, like some contemporary music, you know, different other genres. But mainly my field is traditional, and I got my music experience through my mother, Evangelist Mary White, and name of her group it was St. John Gospel Wes. And then my husband, he played the guitar for my mom, and we met up together in 1993. And we've been together ever since, singing. And he's also got a background, you know, where he's had many groups, so he can tell you about that, what he has done. Honey, you want to share with?
Well, yes. Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Good evening. Doing great. Glad to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got my start at the age of 7 years old. So I've been doing this 50 some years now, and my father started me and my brothers together. I'm the oldest, and we started. You know, he put one microphone there and said, "This is y'all microphone." We had to sing around that microphone, you know. And we started out with no music, and then later on, we got started. We went on, kept working with our church, the church musician. He played the piano for us, and so I've been, like I say, I've been doing this a long time, and my passion was to be able to sing to people and for people to enjoy me. And then later I realized that my singing was a ministry. So so that's where we're at now. Our singing is a ministry. So our main focus now is to sing and get people, get them saved and through our singing and our preaching. And also, you know, getting some people, you know, maybe burden down, lift a burden for them. Yes, sir.
Well, it's so good to hear that there is still love between man and woman, good couple who love the Lord and who love one another and who can produce good music. It's good to know that. It's good to hear of the humble beginnings that you started from, and that God has blessed you over the years to continue to do the work that you're doing. One of the songs I've listened to a lot of your music, but one of the songs that really stuck out to me was, co-pastor, was your song Last in Evil Days. Can you tell me what that song is about?
Oh, wow. I wrote that song, believe it or not, I was at the age of 16 years old. And I, like I said earlier, I was singing with my mom, and I had no idea how, you know, powerful and true that, you know, and one of those songs that's like a bee, you know, like no matter what has come out and gone, and it seems to be really coming into fruition, especially these, you know, these last couple of years. Here I see so much going on, and I'm like, wow, this song is really just coming forth. But I wrote it just basically, you know, having some quiet times with the Lord, and that's how I always wrote my songs. I never know. Sometimes some songs will come within a dream, and that song there, just basically, I was, you know, woke up one morning, and I just, you know, began to put my pen, you know, always, like my mom, she's a writer as well, so she always would say, make sure you have some paper and pen or something by you, you know, especially when you sleep or whatever, because you never know. And that's basically what happened, you know. Nothing, you know, nothing special, no experience or anything that I went through. I just basically heard from God, and I tell you, that song has really been a blessing to me and to our ministry as well, because everywhere, I do mean everywhere we go, people say, you got to sing that flyaway song. That's what they call it.
Amen.
It's just a flyaway song. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to listen to a little bit of, we're going to listen to Last of the Evil Days, and we're also going to listen to another selection called Fill My Cup. This is Co-Pastor Wendy Peterson and Unity on Gospel Go.
We are living in the land of evil days. There's a lot of destruction going on. My Jesus is coming back.
Be long.
Every one of us.
what the world needs today. We need to go down on our knees and pray. Go back and learn how to love again. Our Christian neighbors and fellow men. United we will stand, but divided we will fall. Let's learn to make Jesus make it my all and no feel my
Gospel Night. We're speaking with the Petersons, Pastor Peterson and Co-Pastor Peterson tonight, a wonderful couple of God who are doing some great things in the gospel recording industry. Pastor Peterson, you all are out of Fayetteville, am I right?
Yes, sir. We are originally out of Fayetteville, yes, sir.
You've recorded a song called Change. I listened to that song.
Yes.
It's a very nice song. What was the inspiration behind that song, Change?
Well, that song, it's a true meaning. Me and my son and my godson and cousins, we and nephew, we got together and formed a group back. And when we done this song, you know, we all got a past. And when God gave me that song, I was riding down the road in my work truck, and he spoke to me and told me that, you know, I need to tell the story about how I've been changed. And that's really, really how we got it, you know, because like I said, all of us have a story to tell, and God has changed us from the way that we used to be to where we're at now. You know, it wasn't anything that we done or anything I wanted to do, but God saw that he wanted, you know, want me to do something else, you know. So he's the one that's responsible for the change in my life. And we like to encourage, you know, other young groups, not as well as the older group, but a lot of young groups, because like I said, everybody in my son's group is young. They're younger than I am. And so we just want to let other artists know, other quartet artists know that you can be changed. The Bible says that we can be changed in the twinkling of an eye, you know, and so that was the purpose of us doing that song. Yes, sir.
Well, I thank you so much. That's like a personal testimony of the fact that we all can change. It is a great statement that we all can. We don't have to be what we start out being. You know, we can all change. And I thank you so very much for that piece of ministry. That was ministry right there. Let's listen to Change by Pastor Peterson.
There come a time in your life when you have to change your way of living. Listen. I've been changed, changed, changed. I've been changed, yes I have, since the Lord came in my life. I've been changed, oh.
Changed, changed, changed.
Yes, I've been changed, since the Lord I started on this journey a long time ago. So many pains and heartaches, but I promised him I would go. I got my sword and I got my shield. I'ma stay on the battle, on the battlefield. I've been changed. But I promised him I would go. I got my sword and I got my shield. I'ma stay on the battlefield. I've been changed. I've been changed. I know I've been changed. Yes, I have. I've been changed since the Lord came my life. I've been changed. Ooh,
I've been changed.
I've been changed.
I'm changed.
Great song, great song. Who are some of the people? I guess this question could go out to either one of you. Who are some of the people that inspired you in the gospel field?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
My question was, who are some of the people that inspired you in the gospel field?
What are some of the people that inspired?
Right, would you listen to as you were growing up?
Say it again, I'm so sorry. I can't hear.
Some of the people that you listened to growing up or that inspired you in gospel.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are several names that come to mind, but I'll tell you what, as a child, I really looked up to Pastor Shirley Caesar. Now, my husband, he stepped away for a second, but I can tell you his hero was the late Willie Neal Johnson. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And we had an opportunity as Unity when we were we were less than 10 years old to actually sing and travel. So that was, I guess you could say, one of our bucket lists was was checked off. But he absolutely loved him. And we count an honor and a privilege to even be able to sing and tour with him for quite some time. I'm not sure if you remember, if you've been following Unity for a while, but back in the early 90s, like 1995, 96, we were with this record company called First Light Records.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc McKenzie was on there. The Williams Sisters was on there. And we just, you know, was just a little baby group down there. We didn't, you know, get out as far as they did. But we was just so, it was such a blessing to be mentored by Doc McKenzie. I actually sung a song. Well, he sung a song with me.
Oh, wow.
And it was amazing to, you know, to be in the studio with him, to, you know, to get mentored by him. So I want to say, you know, old, and not just, you know, like say any disrespect to any of the younger groups, but the older quartets, oh, my gosh, I love them. I love Pastor Shirley Caesar, you know. And not to take away, like I said, from any of the genres, because we all can't live forever, but, you know, that's what we grew up on, that rich heritage, you know, those that paved the way for us to be where we are now, you know. And in the eyesight of the young, you know, up-and-coming group, we are the old veterans now.
Right. Well, that's what Gospel Gold is all about. We are about traditional African-American gospel music. We don't knock any other genre of music, but we basically concentrate on traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Our library starts around 1930, and we go all the way up into present
mm-hmm.
day as to those who are still doing traditional African-American gospel music. That is our format here on Gospel Gold. You will not hear contemporary gospel or any other gospel. We also play gospel that is relative to the blues as well as gospel that is relative
mm-hmm.
that has jazz connotations in it as well, because we know that all
mm-hmm.
that music is produced by the same people, and it came out of the same element of trying to survive in America. So you don't have to make excuses on Gospel Gold. We do enjoy traditional gospel music, and we do have quartet night. We have quartet night here on Gospel Gold about every 2 months as well. We're coming up on a quartet night in a couple of nights, a couple of weeks, and we will be featuring some quartets, some of the quartets that you spoke about. We did feature that quartet as well. So we thank God for all the great music that is being played for the work that you all are doing as well. Now, on your album, I noticed that there were a couple of songs that were sung by some other people. I think one of them was called Awesome God. And that person was Percy Parker. How did that come
Mr.
about?
Mr. Perry. Actually, I can even start with the name of the title, Together as One. Because a lot of people say that's not you know how some people list one of their, you know, major, their songs as, you know, the one they want to push. And, And Together as One is not the name of one of my songs. So how the song, the CD actually came about is family oriented. There's actually three generations. I sing a song with my mom on the CD that's entitled Moving On. It's cut number 10. I don't know if you ever had a chance to listen to it, but if you do not have it, I can definitely get it to you. And then I'm singing a song with my daughter, and the title of that cut is called Grace. And then my husband is singing a song with our daughter. And Mr. Perry Parker, he's actually one of the legends here that's locally here in North Carolina. And he is a cousin and co-worker, you know, in the gospel. And he's a friend of the family on my side, but he's actually relative to my husband. So he's singing that song, Awesome God, and he's singing that with me. And so that's how the title of the whole entire CD came about. You know, the generations came together, and we got, you know, like a little, if you listen to the whole CD, you hear a splash of, like, contemporary, which is my daughter, you know, she's in that genre. They love contemporary, and she do like quartet as well. But that's how that all came about. Mr. Perry came on there, and he actually wrote that song, and it was a beautiful worship song. And I told Mr. Park, I would love to sing that with you. And he said, yeah, sure. And he came on board and sung it with me.
Well, let's let our listeners hear that song.
Awesome. Thank you.
I can remember the first time that I heard this song. It brought me straight into the presence of God. Because we serve such an awesome God. This song was written by Mr. Perry Parker. Please help me sing.
When I look at the clouds up in the sky, and I listen at the birds sing melody, fly so high, and I look at the flowers and oh, joy to my heart and praises ring. What an
love,
power,
Tonight to great music by the Petersons, co-pastor Wendy Peterson and Unity, and we thank God for the great work that they're doing in the gospel field. We have a few minutes left. If you could give us information as to how people could get in touch with you and how people can purchase your music, could you do that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. For Wendy Peterson and Unity, you can actually go to our website, Wendy, WendyPetersoN, the word and, Unity, UNITY.com. You can find our manager's information. Also, we have a web page. You can visit our fan page, Wendy Peterson and Unity, Gmail. Everything is pretty much the same, Wendy Peterson and Unity at Gmail. My husband can be reached, Bobby Peterson, Pastor Bobby, at 910-850-7351. If you want to just have a phone call conversation, you can go to him to book us anywhere. We do travel. We love to travel. Also, for the my husband's Real Connection, I'm going to let you share, honey, where they can reach in contact with you.
Yes, you can reach us through all digital outlets. Our music is on the old iTunes and Apple.
Contact
information. Like I said, 910-850-7351. Or even you can reach me at Bob Eastover. I'm sorry. BBobPeterson@gmail.com. You can reach that one.
Well, thank you so very much for you all coming on tonight. We thank God for you. I thank God for Deacon Walston. Are you still online, Deacon Walston?
I'm still here. I'll tell you what, I just feel the floating of the spirit in my, after listening to Wendy Peterson and Unity. I think they've been blessing me tonight, Pastor.
Oh,
I tell you, that's
man.
Wonderful harmony.
Yes. To God be the glory. We just thank God for his gift that he's given us, and we've been together quite some time, and just, you know, when you first get started, you know, you're hungry, you want to get out there and be famous and everything, but I learned over the years, you know, being out here for a while, that fame is okay, but the best thing to develop and to really, really keen in on is winning souls, and really making an impact in the kingdom of God. And that's where we are right now, because we are, like I say, living in the last and evil days, and there's a lot of destruction going on.
Amen.
But one day,
amen,
Jesus is coming back again. And I know y'all can agree with me that it won't be long.
Yeah, it won't be long.
Amen.
It won't,
amen,
be long. So,
and if so, I could add this, Pastor Rod, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Pastor Lenny Peterson and Pastor Bob Peterson are two of the most humble, saved people that I probably met out there in the singing industry. And I just love their spirit. And I believe from my heart that they're singing about and living the life that they're singing about. I just want to share that with you, this morning.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. We thank God for all of you being on the program tonight. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Go. Let them know that we are on every Monday night at 9 p.m. from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Gospel Go. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Go, we do have a Cash App. That Cash App starts with the dollar sign, the one word, Gospel Go. The two G's are capital. The two G's are capital. You can support Gospel Go. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can go to the Gospel Go Facebook page, leave your comments there, or you can contact us at gospelgo@songwriter.net. Until we see you again next week on Gospel Go, we're going to go home with one of the songs called Make Me Over. Make Me Over, co-pastor Wendy Peterson and Unity. God bless you all.
God bless
Have a good
you.
Week.
God bless you. God you bless too. You. Thank you so much.
If you would do that today, God.